Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. I am coming to you from my spare bedroom in the middle of painting while I wait for things to dry. Many thanks to my bear, Steve, who carried a 30 by 40 canvas through Philadelphia for a few hours yesterday to make that possible. I appreciate it, and you can see what it looks like on Instagram so far. It evolves quickly, so I take shitty iPhone photos. Just deal with it, okay? Just deal with it. So, hi. There are 72 hours left before Brand Camp is, like, gone. And I'm documenting this in real time so that if you're listening in the future, you can be like, oh, she didn't totally know what was happening. She just knew the next step. So if you're like, Kristen for sure has a plan to make herself 6 to 7 figures based on these things that she's going to do next, and she, no. No, the only step that I get to know right now is that Brand Camp needs to be done, and it needs to be a clean break, not a hard break, not like, fuck you, that was stupid, it was terrible and awful. Not like that. I don't have to be mean to it. It's just done. And the next thing is not going to make itself known until it's fully done. So if you're like, oh, why? Because I always want to know the next 17 steps. Yes, that's being human, and it's okay to want to know the next 17 steps, but you're often not going to know, but because by virtue of knowing the next one, when you take that one step, the next 16 steps will change anyway, because in your head, it's not the same as how it actually plays out in real life. So I'm in the midst of that, and to be honest, there are days when it's really good, so I'd announced this over a month ago, so like 30 days to just be. And it's the hardest thing because I just want to keep working on the next thing. I don't want to be in the burning it down. I want to keep planning for the next thing. I want to look for websites and hire graphic designers. And the answer is no, none of that is allowed. It's just being in this, which is giving all of my attention to the end of something. So if you're in a place where you know you need to end something, I can tell you a few things. One, it's not going to go the way you thought it would. I really thought that there was not a whole lot of emotion here, there was not a lot of work to be done here, and it wasn't really all that interesting to burn it down. My instinct was just to shut everything down, not let anybody buy anything, and that was not the instinct I went with. So I'm glad that I have, because people have been reaching out again and again and again to say thank you, whether they buy something or not, irrelevant. When you stop doing something, people take the time to say what it means to them and why it mattered to them. And that's really, really beautiful. So if you're afraid to stop doing something, on the other side of it, there's probably going to be a lot of appreciation for when you actually do stop doing it. People have also reached out to thank me for being brave. And that is really hard for me to accept because I don't think of myself as brave. I think brave people go rock climbing and cliff diving, and like, it's a very physical thing for me to be brave in my mind. And this is not, you know, this is sitting on the floor painting and being in it. It's not cliff diving. But I also have to accept that if we define brave as the ability to be vulnerable, then yes, I'm being super vulnerable. And so yes, sure, I'm being brave. You be brave too, please. Show us the work of your heart. Tell us what you really want to do. Show us the ways that you really want to bring this to life. And then tell us the ways that you desperately want to be alive in the world, regardless of income. Because if we make something that hasn't even had the courage to express itself yet, the sole source of your income, it's probably not going to be a good thing. So if I knew that the only thing that could earn me income for the next 2 years were sales of my poetry book, I would be dead in the water. Because that shit is not ready to take me on, right? But if I say, okay, based on everything that I have going on and ongoing projects that are not Brand Camp, I can make this through and I can give this years and I can see where this goes. Did you see how I said I could give it years? That's a really gentle way to bring whatever it is that wants to be into the world. And then I keep asking and I keep listening. So everything has been on the table, like paintings, do you want to be sold? And they're all like, no, not really. I'm like, do you want to make prints? No, not really. Okay, cool. So painting is one of those things that I do just for me that has no financial anything attached to it. You can't give me money for that. Cool. Poetry, do you want to be brought into the world? Yes, you have a book. Yes, go do whatever you want to do in the world. And beyond that, beyond I'm going to keep painting as a personal practice that is not tied to my finances. I'm going to keep writing in whatever capacity I would like, whether that's essays or articles or books or poetry or whatever. That's still going to happen. I'm going to keep making the podcast because that's really fun. That's still going to happen. And what form do those have a year from now? Who the fuck knows? So when it's easy to see or to believe that when you see people that are doing something that you deem to be brave or important or appropriate, or you see them being true to themselves, it's easy to believe that they know something is going to work and that they know what the next 14 steps are and that they know exactly how it's going to play out and they have it locked in, they're sure, boom, it's done, it's taken care of, and they know they're stepping onto a path that is 100% guaranteed. That is a fantasy that your brain makes up because it's an asshole. That is not in the slightest bit true for anyone who's doing anything that lives this as close to their hearts as this lives to my heart. So don't fall for the idea that people only do things when they're sure they're going to work and that you are going to be the exception and fail, because everyone's going to fail. Everybody's going to have shit that goes wrong. Everybody's going to take one step and be like, fuck, I really fucked that up. And when I agreed, there was this moment and I agreed to do this thing, to be like, burn it down, which was, by the way, in my notebook as like a check mark for quite some time, like an open check mark, like, should I? And just check it off. I agreed to burn it down. And in my mind, when I agreed, which is really funny, I was like, okay, so I will just keep exactly the same branding, exactly the same website, all the same content, all the same ideas. We'll just change it to my name. It's no big deal. Agree. It's very slowly been shaking down that I get to keep some of the stuff that I've written. The vast majority of the program content and the stuff that I've created is being deleted. The vast majority of the stuff that I've been working on is like, that went into a notebook. That was an idea. It's not interesting 3 days later. It's caused ruptures in friendships that have been going on for a really long time. It's caused me to have nightmares in which I basically just fail over and over and over and I wake up crying. It's not nearly as simple as what I signed on for, and that was only a month ago. But I'm still doing it. So this is not to say that there's a neat conclusion at the end. Like, and then it all went perfectly, because I'm still in it. And it's really vulnerable to share something when you're still in it. But I also feel really safe sharing it, because I want you to know that you don't have to know exactly how it's going to go in order to take the next step. Especially if it's only a matter of finances, because you can always find a way to make money in different ways and then to do the thing that your heart really wants to do. Because the alternative is to not do the thing that your heart really wants to do, and that leads to terrible and horrible places. So if you want to, fucking be a painter, fucking paint every fucking day. Awesome. Just don't make being a painter support you starting tomorrow, or you're going to fucking be sad. And remember that there is always a story that you don't know, that you can't possibly fathom, that is coming to play and into light in the names and the faces of the people that you give an ear to, whether you admire them or not, that you, in every podcast you listen to, in every blog you read, in every speech you watch, in every book that you read or listen to, those people have paid prices you cannot fathom to get to where they are right now. So agree, go, pay the price. Whatever it is, it's hard and it's tiring and it is worth it. And pay attention to those people, whoever they are, who make something in you that wasn't alive come alive, or something in you that won't be silenced, that they turn the voice up on that just a little bit. Pay attention to those people. And stop listening to those people who say that that voice is not important, that it doesn't matter, that it isn't a big deal, that you should just suck it up and deal with it. Because sucking it up and dealing with it is a very temporary solution. dinner's 20 minutes away, it won't help to whine, suck it up and deal with it. You want to write a book, you know you want to write a book. It's your whole life you're talking about. Don't suck it up and deal with it. Fucking write the book. Teach the class. Make the speech. Fucking make the thing. Sell the thing. Do the thing. But you can start small. You don't have to make your whole income based on it. And you will always wish that you were further along than you are right now. You will always want to know the next 15 steps. You will always be afraid. You will always find it excruciatingly vulnerable to share these things. That is the par for the course. And you can make friends with all of those feelings while still feeling them. Because that's the name of the game. So go, be brave, do the thing, burn down what needs to be burned down, start what needs to be started, listen to what needs to be listened to. And if you have any interest in downloading what is effectively my brain, hundreds of thousands of words, a works week's worth of hours and programs, and just everything that I know about business and life combined in a witty slash funny slash not boring way, go pick up the grand finale, which is brandcampfinale.kristenkelp.com, or it's linked to from brandcampblog.com. That shit is going the way of the dodo bird on September 9th. It's not coming back, and this is not false urgency. I can't even begin to tell you how dead serious I am about September 9th and what's happening. So if you want it, it's being deleted. So pick it up, $247. The retail price is somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,700. I tried to give you a good solid 90% off. It's the deal of the fucking century. Go. And if you're like, are you scared? Yes. Will this be coming back? No. Are you sure? Yes. But aren't you scared? Yes. See how that loop does no good whatsoever? Yes, I'm scared. Yes, it's terrifying. No, it's not coming back. Yes, I'm deleting it. Go get it. Go look at it. And I assure you that if you have a business and you have less than 10 employees, there is going to be something in there that just fucking makes magic in your life. So go check it out. Brandcampfinale.kristenkelp.com or brandcampblog.com and click over. Stick with me. That's What She Said's not going anywhere. But this week, may you be the bravest soul that you know in whatever capacity you would like that to be. May you know the joy of burning something down because you're taking the next step. May you know the delight of your whole heart singing when you finally listen to it. And may you express your truest, deepest self in whatever way it would like to be expressed this week, this month, this year, and this lifetime. Thank you for being brave with me, and I will see you next week.